What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are doing well today. Friday edition. Let's get it. We're dry again in Florida. In Jacksonville today, preaching tonight at the River Jacksonville Church. Come out, 7 p.m. Man, I got a word from heaven for you. I believe that God is going to move so powerfully. Today, we talk about, let's get into it, how fire works. Fireworks. Fire works. Scripture is found in Luke chapter 3, verse 16. John made it clear by telling them, there's one coming who's mightier than I, and he is supreme. In fact, I'm not worthy to even being his slave. I can only baptize you in this river, but he's going to baptize you into the spirit of holiness and into his raging fire. I love that in the Passion Translation. Baptize you into his raging fire. God wants fire to move through your life. When you invite the Holy Spirit fire into your life, it's going to do three things. Number one, it's going to come to you. Then it's going to go into you. And then it's going to go through you. To you, in you, and through you. The Spirit's fire comes to you and opens your eyes to the wonders of God. It goes in and transforms your life by cleaning out your heart and helping you grow in holiness. Are you a different person since the Holy Spirit came to you? Are you allowing the Spirit's fire to work through you to transform others? Whom has fire touched because of you? If we haven't had a silver and gold moment like Peter and John in Acts 3, then we've not really burned the way Jesus asked us to. These are three ways fire takes over your life. It comes and it doesn't stop. If you keep stoking your flame and keep adding to it through prayer, praise, and meditating on God's word, it will continue to grow and impact your life from the inside out. And then the question is God doing something wonderful through your life right now? And where's the fruit of it? How fire works. You know, when Jesus said, I baptize you, or John said, in the spirit, water, and fire, like that's available for every person. I don't believe that we were meant to live outside of the fire of God into the encounter of God. Now, let me explain something. Just because you might have been filled with the Holy Ghost doesn't mean that it was a one-time checkmark box and all of a sudden you burn with fire. Not true. Years ago, I went to Montana. One of our pastors there, Jen and Derek Talley, Engaging Heaven Missoula. He took me to the woods and we lit a fire. It was great at the beginning. He lit the fire. He did the work. I'm enjoying the fire. And then I realized like there was work to do. Grab a stick here, grab a piece of wood there, you know, and man, let me tell you something. It was almost not enjoyable to enjoy the fire because I was spending so much time trying to find the right wood, right garbage, keep the fire burning. The Bible says in Leviticus that God lights the fires and the priests keep it burning. Are you keeping your fire burning today? Are you allowing today? I'm talking about right now, today. Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to have his way in your life? Are you responding flame? Are you everything about you flame? Tonight in Madeira Beach, we got Dr. Mark Spitzberg, and I love when God brings people in our lives that are full of fire. And here's the thing, that fire that was in his life, maybe a 10th generation preacher, it's taking him around the world. That fire is taking him to Nepal and Kashmir and unreached people groups. That's what fire does. People that truly have been burned by God have to release what's been done inside of them. There is not a place where you encounter God and the fire of God touches your life and you hide in a corner and sing This Little Light of Mine. There's not a place where the fire of God touches you and then you sit at home and want the rapture to come so you can excuse yourself from the harvest. There's not a place that happens. When the fire of God touches your life, you are changed forever by flame. By flame. I literally wrote a book called Fire. God visited us one night. We were in worship. It was a snowy February 2015, I believe. And I saw Jesus behind this, like it was a baptism, but it looked like a well. And the Lord said, I'm reawakening the fires of revival again. And they're not going to burn out this time. And they're going to burn in the streets and lids are going to be removed. And you know, it was that night as we're all in, people are in the church worshiping, and I went over to the office at the end. We heard an explosion, a transformer underground blew. That was the word I got for the year, transform. And it blew, and manhole covers right around the church blew off, and fire started burning in the streets. And it was a sign. It was an immediate sign that God was doing something so beautiful. And it was in my book, Fire. And so flame matters, right? Being burned by God matters. And so today, I pray that if you've not encountered God by his fire, that today's the day the fire of God touches your life. He does not refuse hungry people. When I got born again, I looked up to heaven. I said, God, if you're real, reveal yourself to me, and I'll give the rest of my life to tell people who you are. And fire fell. So I promise you, God will answer by fire today if you're hungry. And let me just pray. Father, for every person listening to the sound of my voice, I pray that today is a day of fresh fire. I pray fire on every person, everywhere they are. Now, in the name of Jesus, fresh fire, fresh glory, fresh anointing. God, sweep over us today. That this would be a weekend of transformation in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Man, what a good word. We love you guys. Listen, join us this weekend in Madeira Beach. We had an amazing night in Jacksonville coming up tonight. I can't wait. Join us tomorrow in Madeira Beach. An amazing night is ahead. Also, my book just launched, 10 Prophetic Values for Today. Purchase it on Amazon, anywhere books are sold. Leave a review. Let me know how you're being blessed. It's always a blessing when God releases a book, and I really believe in this message. We love you guys. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. I love that you guys invest with us every single day. I read this with you. We're actually doing it together every day, and so I enjoy that. We love you guys. We'll see you Monday. Have an amazing time. Hope to see you this weekend.